Yeah. So the verbiage was they were considering $20 million on top of the $25 million that they're going to do later on this year, and then the two successive years after that. We already know that they've fulfilled $12 million. So this would be an additional $8 million on top of that, which is fantastic. The thing that I'm cautious on when it comes to this kind of stuff is the president a lot of times will say something well before it actually becomes anything. It's before it gets confirmed by the Chinese or before we actually see any sales, and or it sometimes it doesn't get confirmed and they deny it. So it is friendly. It's very friendly type situation. You look at what 12 million tons is. It's 441 million bushels. Another 8 million puts us up to about 735 million bushels. So that increase of close to 300 million bushels is something that would really start to tighten our ending stocks and be beneficial to soybean prices, not only for the rest of this year, but as we move into the new crop season. So that does give us some thought that there's potentially higher prices on the way. The only thing is, you see what you saw yesterday, which was almost a 50 cent rally off of that news. And before, you know, it really had a chance to soak in, you gave half of that back. Now you're gaining again here today, but it's one of those things where we could be setting ourselves up for a buy the rumor, sell the fact. If those sales don't come in very fast or very soon, is that you saw this move really quick yesterday and a little bit of follow through today, but maybe it doesn't carry through into next week in that USDA report.